Aishah Aleichem, I mentioned the other day that this past weekend, Klal Yisrael and really the entire world lost two giants, two gedolim, Rabbi Jonathan Sacks on Shabbos, and right, mamish, right before Shabbos, we lost Rav David Feinstein. I want to share with you a story. I'd never had the schus that much to interact with Rav David Feinstein, but I had the opportunity to ask a shayla to him about 2 years ago. A couple called me on a Motzei Shabbos, and they said, Mazel Tov, we had a baby. Great, a baby boy. Great, when's the bris? When was the baby born? We're not really sure when the baby was born. What do you mean? We're not really sure when the baby was born. Well, the husband gets on the phone and he says the following. The halacha is, just some background, the halacha is the baby's born on Friday. The bris, assuming everything is healthy and okay, the bris is next Friday. A baby's born on Shabbos, a non-C-section, then the bris is on Shabbos. The baby is born ben hashmashos during Shkia time on Friday, then the bris gets pushed off to Sunday. So the husband got on the phone and said the following. He said, I knew this issue. It was Friday afternoon. It was getting close to Shabbos. I was keeping an eye on the clock. And the baby came out 10 minutes before Shkia. Okay, 10 minutes before Shkia. Sounds like a done deal. And the wife says, interjects and gets on the phone. That's not my version of the story. I was also, I don't know to what extent, keeping an eye and paying attention to this because I understood the stakes. And she had a time that was about 20 minutes after his time. And the nurses, when they put in the time, baby is born at X time, it was closer to her time. That's not a halachic time, what the nurses write in, because they have other things and other things to do that are more important, the medication, making sure the baby's healthy and the mommy's healthy. Then when they get that all done, I've been there, some of us have been in the room, then they write down the date, the time. It's not perfect. It's not exact. So, but this is the machlokas that was going on over there. I corroborated these times. They fit with 10 minutes before Shkia, 10 minutes after Shkia. So what do we do? So I learned, got to ask the Moel. The Moel is the one that will be doing this bris. What does the Moel say? So I said, who's your Moel? Or Pinchas Katzenstein. Great. He's done dozens of brisim in our shul, Shomrei Torah. So I called him up and I said, I'm sure he's done thousands of brisim for the world. Okay, I'm sure the father says this, the mother says this, I'm sure this has happened before. And he says, as a matter of fact, it has never happened before. So I said, okay, what do we do? What's halacha? So he said, I asked my shaylas to Rav David Feinstein. That's my posek. Great. So I said, okay, how do we get in touch with the Rosh Yeshiva, with Rav David? So I said, and I also asked, I never had the opportunity to ask him a shayla and to interact with him. Can I ask the shayla? He said, no problem. So this is how it works. It's very old school. That's like a difference between the Sacks in one way and the ambassador versus the Rosh Yeshiva. And he said, you have to call between like 2 and 2:30. A phone number. This phone number is Rabbi Fischelis, who is Rabbi David Feinstein's son-in-law. You got to call him. He'll answer the phone. You tell him the shayla. He'll go back to the yeshiva. You're listening to the Hespedim on Sunday morning. Rav David was in the yeshiva all day, and he was osik with the yeshiva and with various stukos and other mostos his entire day. Mamish until very, very close to the very end. So he would ask the shayla and then call back the next day with the answers. That's what I did. I told him the shayla and I called back the next day. And he said the following. He said that he has a mesorah from his father. It's not clear. It doesn't seem like this is written down anywhere. But the mesorah that he has from his father is that when it comes to a bris, we don't mess around. And that even if the baby was born 10 minutes within Shkia, we still push off to the next day. So in this scenario, the halacha would be to push off to Sunday. Bekachava, that's exactly what we did. But I want to just add, now it was a halacha, that's the Masorah that I have. I told this to Rabbi Katzenstein, and he wrote it down. He's very, very careful in the Medayik Meduka about everything that he writes down. Baruch Hashem, he's a Yeki. He wrote this down in his book. And Baruch Hashem, everyone's good. Healthy baby, thank God. But I was reflecting on this story. I think there's a very important nekuda to express here. We're in the Parshios now transitioning from an Avraham to Yitzchak. And Yitzchak is the most enigmatic of all of the Avos. We know very little about him, and he doesn't even get his own Parsha. This is expressed in all the Mefarshim. Avraham gets his own, where he's his own man. Yitzchak doesn't get his own. He's either with Avraham, or then already he has kids, and he's with Yaakov. He's with Yaakov, and Yaakov gets his own. Rabbi Soloveitchik writes, what is the yesod of Yitzchak? What was the avoda of Yitzchak? And he says, if you think about it, Yitzchak had the most challenging job of any of the avos. He lives in the shadow of a world famous person, of his father, Avraham, Avhamon Goyim, somebody that the entire world knew who he was. He created something from nothing that didn't exist before. It's called Yiddishkeit, Judaism. And he brought that into the world. Yitzchak's job was to pick up from where Avraham left off and perpetuate that Mesorah, which is very, very difficult to do. Because as Yitzchak was doing this, he was also paving his own path in his own Avodas Hashem. Whereas Yitzchak, Avraham was Chesed, Yitzchak was Gvura, and Avraham was Shachris, Yitzchak was Mincha. He perpetuated and kept the Mesorah, and that's what he represents, that second generation. And that's what we're celebrating, what we recognize about Yitzchak Avinu, which is not so easy to do. It says a lot about who Avraham was as a father, but a lot more about the child. And I think about this when I think about Rav David Feinstein. Think about the home that he lived in. Think about the people that came to his house and who he was exposed to. And it was very easy just to stay in the shadows and never come out of the shadows of because of the enormity and the godless and the greatness of who his father was. Yet, not only did he perpetuate and continue the amazing Mesorah of the Feinstein name from his father and teaching his father's Torah, disseminating it throughout the entire world, Ad HaYom HaZeh, but he was able to carve out his own name and who he was. Rabbi Yashiv said about him, said that at the eulogies, at the funeral, that Rabbi Yashiv said he was the Posik of America. So much Torah. I look forward over the next few months and weeks and years to learn more of his Torah. And the Hainish Masa, Tzurur, Tzurachayim, Hizir, Baruch, we should continue to learn more about him, inspired by his memory. Kol Tov.